This is Dr. Sam dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient's first name is Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Last name is Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. Date of birth is 8/31/1954. Date of evaluation is 2/1/2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation requested to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions and management of patients with depression. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who was admitted here on one 5/20/22 upon transfer from Beaumont Dearborn Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she had atrial fibrillation, end-stage renal disease, morbid obesity, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, muscle weakness, diabetes, osteoarthritis, depression, hypertension, and gastroparesis. During my evaluation, patient was mostly concerned about her GI symptoms and complained of vomiting, and reports that she needs to see doctor. Period reports that she hasn't eaten much in the past day or so, but has been trying to drink fluids to stay hydrated. Patient acknowledged her history of depression and reports that she lost her partner of 32 years last October. Period patient is grieving her loss. Reports that she was her best friend. Patient is poorly motivated, stays in bed. And does not seem to take initiative to care for herself, period. Patient talked about support from her daughter-in-law. And reports that daughter-in-law helps make decisions for her. Period patient reports that she's closer to her daughter-in-law than her son. Period, she also talked about history of seeing counselors off and on since age 30, and reports that last time she saw a psychiatrist was 5 years ago. Period. Patient reports that she has been taking Cymbalta and Zoloft for the past several years, and reports that she's comfortable on current medications. Period. She was open to seeing a therapist here. She knew the nature of her medical problems. And what kind of treatments are recommended to her. However, her motivation remains poor to follow through with the treatment recommendations. She also talked about past history of sexual trauma and reports that it was her brother-in-law who is deceased now. Patient reports that her sister lives in Alaska. Period. Patient knew that she is at advantage living Southgate. She knew it's February 1, 2022. She knew Biden as the president and Whitmer is the governor of Michigan. She seems to have a good recent memory. and does not seem to show any evidence of major neurocognitive disorder. Period, no history of psychosis. Period, she reports that she has had suicidal thoughts but adamantly denies any plans or intent to harm self. Next paragraph, a review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, nausea, vomiting, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior to psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior to suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship. Patient reports that she lost her partner last October. Number of children, none. Current employment, not working, but reports that she did graphic design work in the past. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, reviewed, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, no surgery, history and record, family history, no family history, record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Current medications, MAR, reviewed, Cymbalta, 60 milligram once a day. And Zoloft, 50 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 132/80, pulse 88, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general overweight female, demeanor cooperative, motor movements weakness, gait, lying in bed. Speech, clear, mood, dysphoric, effect, constricted, thought process, intact, association, normal, thought content, no intent or plans to harm self or others, perceptual disturbances, denied, level of consciousness, alert, oriented, times three, memory, intact for recent and remote events, language, normal, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, impaired at times. Sleep and appetite, sleep normal, appetite poor. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1. Plans, patient could benefit from seeing a psychotherapist. Deal with the recent loss of her partner. Period, continues Cymbalta and Zoloft as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition. Patient does not show any evidence of major neurocognitive impairment, severe psychosis. She has multiple medical problems and has a history of depression, but appears to have a capacity to make informed medical decisions. Period, patient relies on her daughter-in-law to assist her with decision-making process. Patient would benefit from seeing a psychotherapist while she's here and upon discharge from this facility when medically stable. Encourage patient to get up, and do self-care behaviors. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative, the common side effects of SNRI, SSRI, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.